There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Vasily. All subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street smart, intuitive insights. And she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc, and it starts now.
Everybody, welcome to The Psychic and the Doc. You got to be prepared to laugh a little bit during this show. I know that we take this show very seriously. I know that you're going to be calling in wanting to connect with your loved ones, and we're going to honor and respect that. But we talked about, Mark, creating a show that's about lightening up.
Yes.
And, you know, as we come in, and then we have some other cool things, because how did you pick? But it's the pick in this theme. We didn't know that even the Pope was lightening up, did we?
No. Pope Francis, for the first time in history, is saying that priests can bless same-sex unions. And this is a radical departure from the traditional hardcore, you know, anti-LGBT stance of the Roman Catholic Church. So that's a very positive development, I believe, and I know you believe that, Dr. Pat.
Yeah.
So lightening up, and then when we said lightening up, today is the winter solstice, December 21st, which in the Northern Hemisphere is the shortest day of the year, daylight-wise. Yeah. For our friends in the Southern Hemisphere, and I know that there's a lot of people in Australia that listen to our show,
yeah,
it's the summer solstice for them, which is the longest day of the year. And but with the Northern Hemisphere, the shortest day concerning daylight of the year. This was one of the reasons that it was Pope Julius in, I think it was around the year 300. Yes, it was Pope Julius. And he decided, because in scripture, it never says what day Jesus was born. And the Roman festival of Saturnalia was on the 25th, which was like this big, you know, drunken orgy party. And then there was a solstice, and what it was, the reason that the Romans had a big party is because they were terrified of the winter. Food supplies ran short, it got cold, people could freeze to death, so they'd have this big crazy party. Long story short, they decided, they meaning the Christian church, to make December 25th the birth of Christ as the symbolic of the light coming into a world of darkness. So there is tremendous amount of significance. Then we've also got the Ursid meteor shower going on. And on December 26th and 27th, a very spectacular full moon. So there's a lot going on in the heavens and apparently a lot going on here on Earth. So I just wanted to get all that in, because, and you know, we're saying lighten up. It's like, look, this can be a really difficult time of the year. Lighten up. Okay. We're going to get through it.
Yeah, I want to talk about this for a minute, because we picked this theme for the show before we knew about certain things going on. And it's hilarious. And we're going to share. I just came back from our Secret Santa and our luncheon, and Sierra, who's producer of this show, was one of the people orchestrating this. And I just love our team. They're amazing. And the level of creativity, the level of thought that went into this, especially for Sierra and Emily, not to know Linda and I very well, since we've been working remotely, has been crazy. But I want to talk about the Pope for a minute, and then I'm going to make us laugh. And so I don't know how to explain the energy of this, but when you hear what other people write about it, and when you hear about people like Greg Krajewski talking about this, and you hear the people coming out of the LGBT community talking about this, you know, for young people that have grown up with either fighting for LGBTQ plus rights or just being on the precipice of that happening. They don't have a memory of the persecution, you know, Stonewall, the beatings. And so we're in a new energy era. And I love the Pope did this now, because Mark, you and I talked about 2023 and the end of 2023 opening up a portal. And so what does this mean? And so what people say, Pope Francis is saying, you belong here. You see, you can't say, you can, but to say in religious or spiritual arenas, God is love, Jesus is love, it's all is love. You can't say, oh yeah, but not for that group and not for that group. So the Pope did something that they call more than groundbreaking. They don't have words for it. We'll never know his why, but we got a sense of it when he became the Pope. That's number one. So that's the Pope, Francis. You get the Psychic in the Dark Lightening Up Award of the Month.
Well, you know, I was also very surprised when he chose the name Francis for Pope. And for people who aren't familiar with the Catholic Church, the Pope's the person who is elected Pope, or the man, because it's, you know, always going to be a man until that changes in another, you know, 600 or 700 years. but they choose a name, and he chose Francis to emulate Saint Francis of Assisi. And Saint Francis of Assisi is one of the most unusual figures in history, let alone in Christian history. And St. Francis, 800 years ago, on Christmas Eve of the year 1223, Francis of Assisi performed a medieval morality play during his Christmas Eve service. And he had a young couple with a baby come out, and he was reading the scripture, telling the story. Then he had a choir of angels come out, you know, people in white robes and sing. And then he had a shepherd with an ox and some sheep, and then three guys dressed up like real fancy, the three kings. And he explained the story of the nativity. And it made such a big splash that by the next Christmas, carpenters and woodworkers all over Italy were selling little carvings of the nativity scene. And so that's where the nativity scene came from. But Francis was also a great man of peace. It is documented that he did perform miracles. Apparently, he could communicate with animals. He talked to a wolf that had been killing people outside of this village, and he tamed the wolf and got it to stop killing people. But if I may, I think one of the most fascinating things he did, Dr. Pat, the Seventh Crusade, right? The Crusades were Christians heading off to the Middle East to kill Muslims and, you know, to retake Jerusalem, the holy city, and do it by murdering thousands of people. It's amazing how things have changed, you know, in 800 years. So the thing is, the Seventh Crusade landed in Egypt to attack this one fortress and then use it as a base of operations against Jerusalem, until they came into conflict with the army of Turkish Sultan Al-Kamil. And he had the most professional army of the day, and the war was really vicious. So St. Francis arrives in Egypt. Experts, historians are still unsure how he did this. He slipped through enemy lines into the Turkish camp and had an audience with the Sultan, who was so impressed. The Sultan spent 5 days with Francis as they discussed theology, they prayed, and St. Francis even negotiated a peace deal. He said, and the Sultan was so moved by him, he said, all right, I will give Jerusalem to the Crusaders. But the Crusaders wanted more, and so they rejected the peace deal. Francis tried, okay, which is a real unfortunate for them, because eventually the Sultan's army annihilated the Crusaders. But the Sultan gave Francis and his tight circle of followers, known as the Franciscans, they're already a religious order, passage to Jerusalem, where they founded the mission of St. Francis, which exists to this day. Isn't that, I mean, that's just amazing.
I mean, it's amazing. Now, look, What you're talking about is only, for those of you that are not aware of this, this is our segment that Mark do. We open the show, but we are taking all of your calls. 1-800-930-2819. We're going to get on it. I just want to say this last thing about the Pope. You know, in January, the Pope described laws that criminalize homosexuality as unjust. That was just the tip of the, he did that in an interview, but then he went on and he met with International Coalition of LGBT. Hello. Met with LGBTQ Catholics. He met with them and, you know, at the Vatican in October. And then last month, he signed off on a document. See, this is it. This is not just talk now with this Pope. Signed off on a document that said trans people can be baptized and can be godparents' witnesses at religious weddings. Now, how is this lightening up? The heart gets lightened. But I want to share a story. We just came back from lunch in our Secret Santa. And Jessica got the gift that would not quit. And I'm going to show it to you if I can. Hold on. And this is the song we're going to go to break. It is this Christmas card that you open up and it never stops. It just keeps... How about a break, Sierra?
Hey, everybody, it's me, psychic medium Jamie. I'm excited to be back with my show called Shades of Spirit on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will connect you with your crossover loved ones, angels, and guides, and help you develop your own psychic and healing abilities. For more information and to book your own private experience, go to shadesofspirit.com. Also follow me on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, this is Mark Anthony. I'm the psychic lawyer, also known as the Psychic Explorer. And I'm proud to be teaming up with Dr. Pat Basile for our show, The Psychic and the Doc, Your Practical Paranormal Power Unleashed. And on this show, all subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Tune in, and better yet, call in Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It's what the world has been waiting for and needing for a really long time. Introducing you to Maximize Your Healing Power by Dr. Sharon Martin, available now. This book takes you on an empowering journey that teaches you how to have control over your own health, bridging the divide between Western medicine and shamanic practices of energy healing. Order today and get a free bundle of gifts from Dr. Sharon Martin and several of her partners. For more information, visit drsharonmartin.com.
Need relief from chronic conditions? Mountains of Hope retreats help you take charge of your health. Nutrition and cutting-edge modalities reset your body, mind, and spirit. Our medically supervised detoxes complement any conventional treatments. Nestled in the Andes Mountains, our caring staff will show you the utmost care from day one. Reserve your spot today at mountainsofhope.com.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Psychic in the Doc. And, you know, for Mark and I and Rocky and all the producers here and Linda, we want to wish everybody the happiest and happiest of holidays. We know we've all been through a lot, but I really believe you're starting to see an energy shift and lighten up. Mark, before we go to the phones, and we will go to the phones, and chances are we may not go to another break because we want to get everybody in today. Can you tell us, Mark, what you've been up to? How do people find out more about you?
Well, let me tell you, 2024, I am going to be touring the country. We're going to be all over the place, California, Arizona, Virginia, Florida, Texas, that I know of so far, and more venues. Please visit my website, afterlifefrequency.com, just like my latest book, Afterlife Frequency. And if you go to my website, afterlifefrequency.com, please sign up for my newsletter. You can find out about scheduling a phone conference, phone reading with me. But also, if you go into my books, which are on the page, I know that Amazon is running a limited holiday special. It's like 45% off on the Afterlife Frequency. So this is for a limited time only. And so please visit my website, afterlifefrequency.com. And Dr. Pat, what do you say we go to the phones?
I think we do go to the phones. And by the way, if you're thinking I've already gotten the book, I want to tell you I've given this book away to more people. So this is the kind of book that really, really will help. And in the spirit of, I'm going to say it, Mark, that ever-changing full moon, what you should know about the show tonight, it's all about this. It's all about this cycle of death and rebirth and cancer, of course. And cancer speaks away about the way you mother yourself, your own mother, the way you take care of yourself. It also carries a sea of ancestral wisdom. So for today, this show, we're bringing in that energy too, and the beautiful full moon. Sierra, who would you like to send us first?
Up first, we have Jeannie from New Jersey. Jeannie from New Jersey, you are live.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Patty. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Jeannie. How you doing, girlfriend?
I'm doing well. I thought I'd give a call and see what Mark has to tell me.
Let's do it.
All right. Jeannie, wow, you got a bunch of people in spirit. You've got a whole entourage showing up. And the first person stepping forward is an older woman. She's very close to you emotionally, but she very well, she's on the mother level. But she could be, does that make sense? Is your mom in spirit?
Yep.
Okay. Now here's what's funny. Before she goes through like how she's holding up a maraschino cherry and she's holding it by the stem. Okay. Now, maraschino cherries, they generally end up on the top of hot fudge sundaes, but then the name cherry could be a lot of things. It could be a reference to a name like a Sherry or Jerry, you know, something with an airy in it. A lot of times I associate cherries with the month of February because of President's Day and George Washington. And what that could indicate, Jeannie, is a significant birth, death, anniversary, or event, which could be connected to you or your mom or someone close to either of you, either on planet Earth or in spirit, in the month of February. Now, remember when messages from spirits come through, I may have one interpretation, but you have a. If you have a different one, excuse me, we always go with yours over mine. So if a cherry means something different to you, let's go with your interpretation. All right. Based on everything I said, does anything there resonate with you?
Yes. She would remember that I really liked maraschino cherries when I was little.
Okay. So we definitely have mom. Let's see what she wants you to know. Interesting. I feel all of a sudden like my scalp is itching and burning and like hair is falling out. Now this could have been something that may have been going on with your mother at some point or prior to passing, but she's also focusing on you and she's talking about the health of your hair and your scalp. Does that make sense to you in any way? Or it could be somebody close to you in this world.
She used to have an itchy scalp when she was older.
Okay. So that would be with her.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
My hair is thinning. I'm finding my hair all over the place. So.
Okay. So
I
see,
don't have itching.
Okay. Well, no, that's okay because it applies to both her and you. So she's talking about your hair is thinning. She's talking about biotin. And she's talking about a number of supplements that you can be taking to help fortify this. And now, though, the reason my head's itching, she's talking about like this special shampoo for hair growth. And I believe there's a number of products out there that can do that. Now, are you engaging in any of those things or looking into it?
No. but it's very much like her to mention things like that, yeah.
Right, but what she's telling you, Jeannie, is do that.
Start looking into do that. That, right.
Well, let's do more than start looking into it. Let's do it, because this is a reversible, or, you know, at least slow it down. You can do that right now. She said, because what's happening is you've been getting complacent. Complacent. She said, there was a time when you wouldn't go out in public unless you looked like a million bucks. And she said, because of everything that you've been through, you've gotten complacent. Now, she's not criticizing you. But she said that once you start looking in the mirror and smiling again at what you see, everything's going to start turning around. That's what she wants you to know.
Okay.
All right, Dr. Pat, what's your take on this?
I have a couple of things. I love the whole association with cherries, because I just had this conversation with Linda the other day. And I said we were just talking. And, you know, I've known Linda a long time. She didn't know that I like chocolate covered cherries. And I said to her, I only wish that they were dark chocolate. But there's something about this that I just want to ask you about. There's a connection with your mom that has to do with the time of your life. I don't know how old you were at this time, but I really think, Jeannie, it's something to think about. There's some connection between you and your mom at this time in your life. How old were you? Like 7, 10, 11? What were you at the cherry phase there?
Probably about, 7, 8, 9.
Okay. And so whenever I hear something like that, especially when Mark does this, there's usually association with others at age 7 and 8. There's something about other children at a younger age. And I don't know what that is, but it's something to really think about. The thing with the hair stress, you got to de-stress yourself. That's right out of the gate. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing that will make that hair fall out than stress. I don't know what it is. It's like stress comes up through your head, like pokes it up there. But I want to say something else. I'm going to leave you with this. You know, cherries represent like a funny thing. Like, right? You know, cherry at the top of the cake. Cherries are like a thing. They're like that extra thing. Like if I ever got my sundae and it didn't have a cherry on it, you know, I'm throwing it out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, what are you doing to make sure that you're doing something special for you so you become that cherry at the top of that ice cream sundae? Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're not thinking about yourself first, remember I read about cancer and the full moon coming up here. This is all about the way you mother yourself. You got that? This full moon now that's coming up is about mothering yourself. And the hardest thing to do is to mother yourself when, as a mother or Mother Earth, you're not feeling the love. And when Mother Earth doesn't feel the love, hello, get ready for a volcano. Jeannie, I hope that helps.
That did help very much.
Did that help? Okay, but now I've got to be with Mark on this. You got to tell us what you're going to do. I need to know what you're going to do to change this. I'm less concerned about what we're talking. I want to know what you're going to do. What are you going to do? Right, Mark? Because that's what you said
that's
the
right.
message from Mom was.
Yes.
Mom wants you to do something.
Mm-hmm. Take better
She's
care
being
of
resistant.
Myself.
No,
there
you got to do
go.
Something. Take better care of yourself. But I want you to, you need to come up with a list of 3 things you're going to do. Whatever that is, even if it seems like exorbitant. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take myself and get a facial. It doesn't matter. You're being asked to push yourself to the edge. So you're not the stuff underneath the cherry. You're the cherry at the top.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to pick 3 things you're going to do over the next week, this full moon, and you're going to have to do them.
Okay.
No stories about, I don't have the time. I don't have the money.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. We don't want
to
hear that, Gina.
No, yeah, I don't feel that way. It's a good time to do that. I'm up for that, definitely.
Yeah, do it, Dad.
All right,
God,
there
do
you
it.
Go,
thank
Jeannie.
You, Jeannie.
Jeannie from Jersey.
That's what I'm talking about. Thank you. I'm going to have to do something too like that. Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you. That's a message for all of us.
Yeah.
When's the last time you had a facial?
Can't remember.
Oh my gosh, Mark, we're embarrassing ourselves. Sierra, who do we have next?
Up next, we have Carla from Arizona.
Hi, Carla. Welcome to The Psychic and the Doc. How are you doing?
Carla,
can you just turn off your radio in the background? You'll be okay. Can you hear us, Carla?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. How are you?
Yeah, we can hear you.
How can we help you tonight?
First, I want to say Merry Christmas and thank you both for all that you do for all of us.
Thank you, Carla.
That's very sweet of you.
My question is, I was like the caretaker of my mom for a long time, and I was always a seer, and I thought when she passed, our relationship would just continue on and be even brighter. But that was 4 years ago, and then after she passed, though, I quit hearing, seeing, everything, and I just had a really hard time going on.
Well, let's see if she's going to come through. Well, I do have a female energy here coming, stepping in. And what I'm getting with her is I'm feeling a nauseated sensation. And the nausea can indicate that she may have been having difficulty eating and or holding down food prior to passing. Nausea is sometimes one of my cancer indicators. It doesn't always mean cancer, but it could. And the other thing that I'm getting this numbness on the sides of my face and around my mouth. So there could have been brain tumors or a stroke or something which was affecting her nervous system. Does anything there make sense to you?
The nausea would be probably me that I've been going through, but her... Like right at the end, she did have a stroke. She had COPD.
Okay. All right. So, the COPD, that's another one of those very draining sensation. All right. So the numbness and all right, let's that would be the stroke. She wants you to know that she has been communicating with you. She said, though, but you're trying too hard to receive messages, and that's what's blocking. And she just opened up a package of sun-made raisins and dumped them all over the table. It doesn't necessarily have to be sun-made raisins. Normally, when I get sun-made raisins, that means something about Northern California, which means that maybe you or she visited there. You didn't have to go there together. But do raisins makes sense to you? Don't worry if it just about how it applies to your mother. What do raisins mean to you?
Oh, man. Well, I eat them every day in my oatmeal, and my mom would say, you just always make that like pie.
Well, there you go. See, she's giving me this because, I mean, there's no way I could know this. All right. So she's around. She's aware of what's happening. And she's talking about the Feast of Saint Joseph. I forget when that is. The Feast of Saint Joseph. Hold on. I'm going to do something that I normally don't do, but I want to do a quick Google search. Are you guys Catholic by any chance?
No.
Okay.
We're very spiritual.
That's not what I'm asking. Okay. That is Tuesday, March 9th. Okay. Is there any significance to March or the number 19, which could be 1/9/19 or the 19th of any month?
Well, she was born and March 16th was her birthday. And she died on June 19th.
Oh, okay. So that's how you see when I get the Feast of St. Joseph, we got March and we have 19. So we got mom here. Okay. Oh. Now she's throwing gumdrops at me. Boom, boom. Gumdrops are hitting me all over the place. Interesting. And I'm tasting strawberry. Do they make strawberry gumdrops, gumballs? But I'm tasting those. Anything with gumballs or strawberry flavor, because then the message is coming right after this. Go ahead. Carla.
Strawberries would make sense, yeah.
Okay.
Well, even gumballs.
All right, so they both make sense. Here's why she's giving me these verifiable. Hold on, she's giving me these verifiable facts before the message. She is explaining that she's no. You need to move on. She said you need to move forward, and she said that doesn't mean you'll forget me. That doesn't mean we won't have a spiritual connection and relationship. She said, but you have to focus on the material. You have to focus on this world. You cannot stay anchored to the past. And she said that this is in no way a punishment or punitive. She's doing this because she loves you. She said the only way you're going to be able to live your life is to live your life. Now, Dr. Pat, I know you got something on this one.
I do. I want to just wrap this around for a minute because you are in Arizona, I believe, right? And I want to wrap this around what's happening with the full moon, because 9 times out of 10, I think y'all get to see the moon. I'm in Seattle. I don't know when we're going to see the moon. But, you know, you get to see them. This is a really cool full moon. It's not one of Pat's favorite, but it is a cool one. It is the full moon in Cancer, and it's a very important place. Have you been feeling a little emotional lately there, Carla? What do you think? Have you felt emotionally? What is going on emotionally with you?
Well, I had my daughter just almost died, and then my brother, he passed away before my mom, but and today I was sitting here thinking, like, just a lot of grief, a lot of passing.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, like, you know, I wish I could remember his voice. My mom, I took a lot of videos, mm-hmm. and we've done many adventures together, even to Northern California, but I just don't remember his voice anymore.
Okay, I'm going to help you with this right now. Are you ready? I'm going to help you. You ready? Yeah. Okay, so this full moon is for you. It is a place of heightened intuition. So this is what my message is going to be to you. It is also psychically overwhelming. The energy of this full moon, which, you know, it hasn't happened yet, but it starts now. The cycles start now. You know, it has to do with Cancer, but it also has to do with the 26th. And I think it's 7:33 Eastern time. But it's like this strange 4 degrees in the cardinal water sign. It's, you know, water. Emotion. So what I want to say for you, and this is it. Sometimes when we can't hear a voice, we can't see a voice. But I want to point out something that happened on air that probably nobody but me saw with Mark. When Mark was talking about gumballs or gummies or whatever, gummies, that's cannabis, isn't it? Whatever.
Yeah. Well, you're in Seattle. So
yeah, in Seattle. So when Mark was talking about this, I don't know if you saw what he did. I don't know if he was on air. But as he was starting to move away from it, and I'm going to try to repeat what he did without ruining my mascara, he went like he kept doing this. I mean, because he was saying the gummy that were being thrown at him, and he kept clearing his eyes. And I've done a million shows with Mark. I've never seen him do that. And so what I want to say about that is that was a message that hit him hard to get your attention. So here's what I want you to do. Sometimes when you go through these emotions, and again, we're just bumping up to Jupiter, a lot of emotions. But here's what I want to say. You may not be able to hear the voice, okay? Please follow me. But it's not meant for you to hear the voice. Here's why. We're moving into big, big heart energy. Like Jupiter is going to harmonize a lot of things around emotions. It's going to help. So you move from hearing to the sixth sense. The next sense, and the next sense is feeling the voice. Do you understand the difference of what I'm saying? So I want you to try to let go of wanting to hear it, because it's now moving from that plane to another level, and that's in your heart. So move from wanting to hear the voice to wanting to feel it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, this is your journey now. These emotions are going to move. I know you said you almost lost your daughter, but it sounds like you didn't. Is that correct?
Yeah, she made it. She made it.
Exactly. So as with me, my best friend, I did not lose her. This is the most grateful year that I can remember in a long time. And I don't have time on the show, but maybe in the future, Mark and I will do a show on gratitude. This is for you to fully emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually, and otherwise emote gratitude every minute of every day. This is your journey now. You must do that now. Yeah. Don't live in the past.
I agree.
Be in the moment and be grateful in the moment, because you and me, we got a second chance.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Carla. Thank you so much.
So much.
Wow. Oh, you're amazing, Carla. Thank you.
Thank you, Carla. God bless. Wow.
That was a message for a lot of people listening.
Yes, it was. Let's keep going.
Sierra, please.
Up next, we have Kathy from Florida.
Thank you. Hi, Kathy. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, Mark and Dr. Pat.
Thank you, Kathy. Great to hear you. How can we help you tonight?
Well, I just found out about your show last week. I've read Mark's first two books, and I have the third one, and they're absolutely amazing.
And, well, thank you.
You're welcome, and everything's explained so well, and you're just very, very eloquent at everything you say and explaining it. But, you know, I have a family member that passed, and I just wasn't sure if you would feel something, know something. You know, you've been recommended to me by quite a number of people in town. And
is this a younger male? Is this a younger male?
Yeah.
Okay, a son?
Yeah.
Okay, he died very abruptly, unexpectedly.
Grandson, yes.
Okay. hold on. The reason I'm pausing, because I'm getting a lot of information. And I want to take one step at a time. I'm tasting a metallic taste. And a metallic taste can be three different, one of three things. It can be like a drug overdose. It could be neurological, like some type of seizures, convulsions, or it could be gunshot. And I'm kind of leaning towards gunshot. Does that make any sense?
No, that was not the cause.
Okay, what was his cause of death?
He hung himself.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I don't know if the seizures, he had seizures prior to Dot passing away.
Oh, he did?
Okay.
Okay. Well, the thing is, and I don't want to get too graphic on the show. The reason I was getting the gunshot is I felt that this was self-inflicted. The impact to my head would be similar to the gunshot. Obviously, you know, they're different type of injuries, but the seizures and spasms would be consistent with how you die from hanging. And obviously you're his grandmother, and you know, you don't want to hear the graphic details. He said, I'm free. He keeps repeating, I'm free. And of course, the big question is, what is it that a young person needs to be so free from? And he wants to explain. He keeps showing me the image of an eagle. Now, this is fascinating because it's not a bald eagle. It's a golden eagle. And they're, you know, they look like a regular eagle or a hawk, but they have this golden brown color. And he keeps showing the eagle flying along the silhouette of the sun. And this is very, very detailed imagery that he's giving me. And he's explaining to me that he never felt at home in his own body, in his own skin. He said, I never felt like I belonged in my own body, in my own skin. And he said he always felt very uncomfortable around everyone. And the fascinating thing about this is that if you saw him, you'd never think that, because he also learned to be like a chameleon and just sort of camouflage and fit in. So whatever was going on with him psychologically, and it goes without saying, and Dr. Pat and I, you know, we deal with people who've who've died by suicide, it goes without saying that someone who resorts to suicide, or turns to suicide, is depressed. But he wants you to know that this was an organic thing to him, and he just had enough.
Okay. Yeah, that makes absolute
sense. Last thing, he's talking about the month of July. July can mean, you know, a significant birth, death, anniversary, or event connected to you or him or someone close to either of you within July. July could be a name like Julie. That could be someone connected to you or him. And July's birthstone is Ruby, so it could be a Ruby or a Robbie or a Rudy connected to you or him, okay? I just want to say, in case I don't want to miss anything, is there anything with July or names like that?
Not that I know of. I know there was in.
Go ahead.
In June the previous year, prior to him passing, he, well, actually this past July, he had already passed, and his sister, his mother, and I, and my son, we went out of town, out of state, to North Carolina, so my granddaughter could surf up there in July.
Okay. Okay. So past. See, all right, so what that means is he was along with you.
Mm.
Okay.
And then I'll turn you over to Dr. Pat. Anything about eagles, or like I'm seeing like a big orange sun with an eagle flying in front of it? And yeah, if that
absolutely.
Doesn't. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, no.
He loved birds.
Okay.
He loved all birds. He was crazy about every kind and was always, he knew all of his birds, knew all of his animals, all the marine life. He was very, very much into all the names and all the unusual facts about them. And I have, as I've been walking, seeing a lot of birds flying around. I don't know the difference between an eagle and probably something else, but there's been big birds flying around outside.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Just be on the lookout. Be on the lookout. Okay. Dr. Pat. Okay.
Hi, thank you so much. I want to just say one thing. First of all, I want to acknowledge you for coming on the air. I have been doing this 20 years, and what I used to say, and I say it often, is whenever someone like you and the others come on the air and they talk about things that are so vulnerable, what you're doing is you're healing people as you are being healed. At some level here. And I don't know if many of you that are listening understand that, but you are, even though the 10,000 or more people are not calling in, you're touching their heart. And today what you've done, and I can feel your love, you see? I can feel it, if this makes sense. Yeah. And there's not much I can add to what Mark said, except for this one thing. There are no words that I could say to the loss of a child or a grandchild. I mean, just there's nothing. But I do want to say something to you, and it follows along the lines of what I said to others. This next week is a time of emotions. Please be careful and gentle with yourself. If you want to go surfing, right? But if you remember in your journey, love, and you remember in your journey, there's nothing you could have done. Right, Mark?
I couldn't
there's
agree more.
There's nothing you could have done differently. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Absolutely.
Okay. Because that's going to help you clear the energy as you move forward, okay?
Okay. And I want to make a comment. You talked about me healing people.
Yes.
I'm a nurse.
Let me tell you, Dr. Pat's always right on the money.
Yeah. And it's now time for you to honor yourself, okay?
Thank you both very, very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you. Sierra.
Up next, we have Carol from Arizona.
Hi, Carol. Welcome to the show. How can we help you tonight?
Well, my husband passed a couple of months ago, and I really just wanted to say hi to him. And, of course, I miss him, and I'm sad, but I just want to, I guess, make contact with him. I'm sure that he is happy.
Well, certainly. And Carol, you know, when you say, but I just want to talk to him, there is no but. You want to talk to him. Okay. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Okay. Now, I'm getting a male energy coming through connected to you. And I have these awful sensations all over my body. It's like, I feel like my legs are burning. I feel like my lungs, the lining of my lungs are burning. I feel lumps in my lymph glands. Generally, this could be some type of condition, like a neurological condition, the burning sensation. But because I'm getting the lumps, this would generally be consistent with cancer. Does this make any sense? Or was there something associated with his death that would feel like a burning sensation? Because, God, my lungs feel like they're just on fire.
Possible. He said he wanted to go to the hospital. He thought he had pneumonia.
That's the burning of the lungs.
He didn't have pneumonia. He had a heart attack and several strokes.
Okay. Strokes are neurological. The burning of the lungs, cardiopulmonary. He thought he had pneumonia. And he felt, in his words, well, I'm not going to say what he said. I'm going to say he felt icky, but it was like blank for some time before he actually got to the hospital. Does that make sense?
Well, he wouldn't say he was that kind of guy, you know, but it's very possible that he underplayed anything.
Yeah, well, he said like icky, but it's like he felt like, you know, and you can fill in the blank with the like. Hold on. He just said jasmine. Now, jasmine's a beautiful flower, has a brilliant fragrance. There could be somebody with a name like Jasmine, or maybe he liked jazz, the music, and he's the jazz man. Is there anything about jazz or the scent of jasmine or somebody named Jasmine? And remember, don't worry about how it applies to him. What do those mean to you?
Well, he loved music, classical, but, you know, he was from Louisiana, so I think of jazz in Louisiana.
Yeah, that's like the birthplace of jazz. Okay, hold on. He said you're due for a reset. You're due for a reset. Okay. He said, but it's going to be a while. In other words, what he's telling you, a reset means like you're due for like a new beginning in your life, but it's going to be a while. So this isn't one of these, okay, you need a reset by New Year's. He's saying, no, it's going to be a while. He said, but you're due for a reset. And did you just do something with the car? He's talking about the car. Did you just have some work done or sell his car? But there's something with the car.
No, nothing with the car.
No, he keeps repeating the car. He keeps repeating the car. What's going on with his car?
Well, we only had one car and nothing that I know of.
Keep an eye on your car, particularly the front end. All right. So, like, be looking for, like, oil leaks, fluid leaks. He's talking about the car, and I'm getting the front end of the car.
Okay, I will. He was 102 when he died, and he loved life. So I'm sure that he's happy and looking forward to his new sense of being. And I understand the reset because, you know, I was taking care of him for a while, even though he didn't have much wrong with him. He was blind. That was all. But I don't have any direction right now.
Well, you don't need to. And I'm going to let Dr. Pat, because I know that's her department.
Yeah, I want to tell you what I heard. I want to give you a new word because it's aligned with reset, but this is for you. Renewal. Do you know the word renewal? Yeah. It's the prequel to reset, renewal. And so what that means is you have to allow yourself in the space of renewal, because when you're caring and loving for someone, there's the space that you're in now, and it's really just a space for you to be. But there's a thing that I want you to think about for yourself. And believe me, I'm not giving you any action because I don't think there isn't any, except for your mindset and your heart. You will always love this person. But the message that I hear Mark saying, it's time for you to think about renewing yourself. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do some of the things you used to do. I don't know what they are. I don't know if you play cards. I don't know what you do. But renewing means you have to find those things that you did, that you loved before you were the caretaker.
Yeah, I do understand that. I've thought about, I was 40 when I got married, and I know what a 40-year-old does for fun, but I don't know what an 80-year-old does for fun, but I'm working on it.
Oh, girlfriend, you should talk to me. I can, you know, like, I mean, we have more time on the show. I'll tell you what, you know what an 80-year-old woman does for fun? Okay, we're talking about this now, sister. Do you know what an 80-year-old does for fun? Do you want to know? Anything you damn want to do. That's what you do. When you are an amazing 80-year-old that has cared for someone, I'm telling you, Mark and I are giving you permission. Please don't get arrested for anything, though. I don't want anybody calling me said, oh, she's like in the middle of the street dancing naked. No, don't do that. But I'm telling you, so this is what I'm trying to say. You get to do whatever you want to do. I'm not talking to you about don't eat the sugar, don't eat the candy. Do whatever you want, but it's going to take you a little bit to figure it out. But just one thing I'm just going to ask you to do, okay?
Okay.
When you get that moment where you say, I think I'm going to do this, don't let your mind say, I don't want to, I'm 80, whatever. I don't care if you go down. I coached a woman at 90 years old, and I'm telling you, this woman taught me how to live life. And at 90 years old, she said to me, Basili, you need to get your you know what down and do some service work at the chicken soup brigade and feed those people. And when a 92-year-old tells you something like that, and you're not 92-year-old, I'm going to tell you, do something that fills you up, because you're now going to renew your life, okay?
I do. I appreciate his advice, because that's exactly right.
Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, when you're 80, I'm telling you, you have permission. You have permission.
Yeah, I can do anything I want.
You earned it. You have earned it.
I said, "What?
Did you Google it?
80-year-olds do
anything they want."
And Google said exercise.
Okay. Well, look, if you like exercise, do it.
Okay. Thank you.
But don't do it if you don't. I mean, we all need to exercise. But I'm saying to you, this is renewal for you. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
That's the whole reset thing. Thank you. I love it. Thank you so much.
Do you think we have time for another one?
Quick, very quick, Sierra.
We have
Rose
right. From Washington. Rose from Washington, you are live.
Hey, Rose, I'm sorry. We have a few minutes. Please call back, but let's see what we can do. How can we help you, Rose?
Hello.
Hey.
So it's been one of y'all there?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Rose.
Okay, hello, make it quick. So it's been one of those two step up, one step back years. And I had a death of a sister at the beginning or end of last year. Had a fallout with a sister that I appreciated, but it also got me in contact with family members that I haven't been in contact with for 20 years, 25 years. So it's like, give, you know, win, lose, win, lose. I'm just wondering, what's up for next year? Where am I going with this? Or is it just
Okay. I'm going to answer this. I'm going to jump in because we got a minute. Here's what I love about what you shared. How many steps forward you take there, Rose?
Two steps up, one step back.
Two step forward, one step back, right?
Yeah.
So do the math. You're ahead of the game.
I know.
All right. So here's what I'm going to tell you. I want you to call in next week to the show and we'll do a longer time with you. Here's what I want to say. You're doing everything right, Rose. You're doing everything right. Most of my life, I would take two step forward and three step back. You know what that does to you? But I want you to do this. I want you to stay on track. You are on track. Why? Right, Mark? You are taking action. Two step forward. Rose, I love you. And I bet your shoes don't hurt, right?
No, they don't. You know, Rose, it's part of it. You know, it's like I feel like I'm making advances. Like I get my income tax return and my refrigerator craps out. And
that's right.
And I get my property tax refunded to me because I'm a senior. And I've got to use that plus the equal amount.
Yeah, but hold on. Look at
it
this way.
Go ahead, Mark. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Rose, look at it this way. Isn't it wonderful that when those things happened, you got the money came to you? So look at that as a blessing instead of a curse. And we are out of time.
And Mark, you're right about it. Rose, I'm telling you, that's not even a deficit. That's a break even. That's the universe giving you the stuff.
Yep.
Rose, give me the water you're drinking. Thank you, Rose. Please call in next week, Mark.
And everybody, we'll be back next week. And I want to, on behalf of Transformation Network and my colleague, Dr. Pat, we want to wish everyone a merry Bhadi Diwali Ramahana Kwansmas. All right. We'll see you next week. God bless.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning into The Psychic and the Doc with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems? Yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on The Psychic and the Doc. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.